Here you go. Got the Eddie Colson will be with us in about an hour from College Station School District, and Tommy Wallace will be with us about 7:15 this morning to talk about obviously what everybody has talked about since it happened, and that's the tragedy in Connecticut. Obviously, the Sunday talk shows talked about that a lot. The president spoke last night, and it will be on now. It will be on the whole idea about. What you do as far as gun control is concerned. Everybody has already started speaking, and I think we had a story this morning. There's going to be a demonstration this morning at the NRA National Headquarters in D.C. Louis Gohmert, for his part, echoed a familiar theme for people who are gun advocates. He said, every mass killing of more than three people in recent history has been in a place where guns were prohibited. They chose this place. They know no one will be armed, and I wish to God the principal, in this case, had an M4 in her office locked up so that when kids heard gunshots, she could take this guy's head off. That's one side. The other side, Dianne Feinstein, who, of course, is going to reintroduce the federal ban on assault weapons. It's going to be a discussion for quite a while.
Yes.
You guys got any thoughts?
Yes, I do. Did you hear about the guy who started shooting in San Antonio last night?
Mm-mm.
He started shooting in a restaurant, then he went to a theater, and he was shooting there. He shot one guy, injured him, didn't kill him, but there was an off-duty cop there who shot the gunman, and so that just nipped it in the bud.
Right.
So I would have to agree more with, you know, these people target places where they think nobody's going to fight back.
As
so many
said, yeah.
of these things happen up in kind of more liberal areas where people don't have guns. Here, you don't know who is a concealed carry that's all around you, you know? And so, I don't know. And two, my thought in bed last night, I was thinking about school safety, and they put up all these metal detectors and all that stuff. Somebody comes in with a gun and pulls it out, they don't care if they set off the metal detector. If there's nobody there to protect the school in a way that is actually, you know, they're not going to say, oh, well, too bad I set off the metal detector, I guess I'll leave now, you know?
Sure, it's not right. And Kevin, I'll give you a second in a minute.
No problem.
To tie into Dan Malloy, who is the governor of Connecticut, basically said, quote, we are unfortunately a violent society. 32,000 plus deaths as a result of guns being used, 18,000 of those self-inflicted. This is a violent world, and we are a particularly violent country within that world. Continuing the quote, schools are not vaults. They are not banks. People have to come and go. You build the best system that you can, understanding what the challenges are. If someone wants to do an act like this, they are going to find a way to do it. End
I
quote.
Concur.
Yeah.
I think there needs to be a similar to what you just said. You know, in case of emergency, break glass, there's your AK.
Something like that.
I don't know that an AK-47 or something that high power, but there's certainly a way that it can be addressed with some kind of armament, even if it's non-lethal.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, one of those beanbag guns. I've seen what happens when you get hit with one of those.
Sure.
It at least stuns the guy long enough for the pig pile to stop him.
Some sort of response. Hello?
Yeah, Scott, we lived in Singapore where the government followed the British idea of no handguns and private ownership. There were lots of people who were killed with acid vials, meat cleavers, tire irons, brake tools, etc.
Yeah.
It's not the tool, it's the people.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things we'll probably discuss in the next hour. You can talk about gun control, but there are some mental health issues here as well, which is a vast problem that every state, every city of any kind has to look at as being part of this. Probably one of the things that you might not know is that what they did was they moved the children from the school over to a fire station so that they could be reunited with their parents. But for those people whose children were slain, they were told one-on-one personally by the governor. I mean, I thought,
That's impressive.
It really, really is. That he was the one who spoke to them and personally told them. Again, his name is Dan Malloy. That, Huh. I can't think of words that would make would describe how difficult that must have been.
The school nurse was on 60 Minutes last night.
Oh, really?
And they did a fairly lengthy interview, but it was really interesting for her. She had hidden some kids and saved some folks. And as the police department showed up to her wherever she was, they said, "Now close your eyes. We'll walk you through this. You don't want to see this."
Mm-hmm.
And then she intentionally has not heard all of the names.
Oh, interesting.
She wants to hear them one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't think she can literally take hearing all 26 names at
sure.
the same time.
Yeah, well,
then. So she felt like, you know, a cut by a thousand or a death by a thousand cuts better than one giant.
Yeah. Hello.
Do we know this is a mental health issue yet, or
no,
are we
no.
just searching for an excuse?
No. I understand what you're saying, but that is something that is being discussed, and there are a couple of other things that we need to discuss as media as well, and we'll do that in the next hour. The fact that a lot of information comes out, and quite often some of it is wrong, we, from the media, can get frustrated when we don't get information because we want to tell people, but yet there are a whole lot of unreliable sources out there, like
sure.
anybody with an electronic device can put something out there and it spreads like wildfire.
Yeah.
So we'll discuss that a little bit later. So so I only mentioned that because that has been said. And you know what? We have tremendous mental health issues in America, whether people go and kill somebody or not.
Yeah, and I think, too, we also have a disrespect for the sanctity of life.
Oh, well, sure. Well, then, you know.
That goes back to the violence.
Let's go to video games. Whoops, okay. Yeah, uh-huh. So we'll see. All right, a couple of things in politics. John Kerry apparently is going to become the new U.S. Secretary of State. Speculation now that Vicky Kennedy, that would be the widow of Ted Kennedy, would like to be named to that Senate seat. Till they have a special election, we'll see. See what happens. It has to happen 160 to 180 days from the time that the seat's vacated. And, of course, we'd mentioned that Scott Brown might run again because he's the outgoing GOP senator there. Okay, elected official, state elected official, now endorsing the idea of making birth control available over-the-counter to anyone 18 or older. Now, we talked about this
in
Texas that they're discussing, oh, wow, they dropped back some of the funding for this, and now we're going to end up having thousands of new Texans because of that. Again, personal responsibility aside, we wouldn't want to go there. But in an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal that has people talking, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal writes that Republicans, quote, have been stupid to let the Democrats demagogue the contraceptives issue and pretend that Republicans are somehow against birth control. That is hogwash. He couches his argument in that classic conservative language, why do women need a prescription to buy the pill? Because big government says they should. But, I mean, pretty interesting. Will the right side of the Republican Party embrace the argument? I mean, and is that the solution? Yes, we know personal responsibility would be a great idea. Really, really would. But the sky's not blue every day, too, if you notice that. So, as a result, do you need to make these available? I mean, do you need to make birth control over-the-counter available for people? I mean, it's a common-sense response, and I think it's interesting that it comes from Jindal. And we'll see how the Republicans decide to respond to that. All right, 647.